This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.
Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
Aye! With Nozza.
You want that over there? You want that over there? Gotcha. I was up late night balling. Counting up hundreds by the thousand. I was up late night balling. Counting up hundreds by the thousand. I was up late night balling. Hundreds by the thousand. I was up late night balling. Counting up hundreds by the thousand.
I was up late night ballin', so far from my past misfortune. No sleeping, late nights, no eating, gun squeezing. I'm a real artesian, Ramona. I was round that counter, still down, I'm a north-north soldier. G-slide, right down Sawyer, when we slide, you won't see morning. Another story of a young black man trying to make it up out that gym. Goddamn, back, let me make my bends. Got plans, if you hatin', don't shake my hand. Take it easy, homie, reminiscing, sitting in that Benz of the 22 bus stop way back when with the 22 five shot eyes on scan for the click clack clap of the boop bop bam cuz
I was up late night balling, counting up hundreds by the thousand. I was up late night balling, counting up hundreds by the thousand. I was up late night balling, counting up hundreds by the thousand. I was up late night balling, counting up hundreds by the thousand.
It's funny, I was going crazy not too long ago. Women problems every morning like the Maury Show. Swimming upstream while I'm trying to keep my bread from the sharks. Maybe want to put the hammer to my head at the park. Politicking with the kids, trying to get them on a straight path. Got the lanes mad, know they hate to see me make cash. Got the space dash in the forum with the GPS address to your mama house. Conversations, what I'm all about. Took the smart route, never been marked out. Should've been dead broke, should've been chalked out. But it didn't happen, now it's time to get it cracking. Quarterbacking like I'm 40 water. Mix the holy water with the Voss. Wanna be the boss, then you gotta pay the cost. Learning from the dog, I'm from Long Beach. That's a city where the skinny carry strong heat.
I was up late night balling, counting up hundreds by the thousand. I was up late night balling, counting up hundreds by the thousand. I was up late night balling, counting up hundreds by the thousand. I was up late night balling, counting up hundreds by the thousand.
Vince Staples, Big Fish, right there in the studio. What a massive tune. That is brand new. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it's a bit of a sad day because Mr. Tom Nozza is not very well. He's only gone and got himself ill and he's actually in hospital at the moment. So we're sending all of our love to Nozza right now, but he's not going to be with us today. But we still have loads of incredible guests coming in the show. Plus, I'm going to be giving you a full review of my time at Great Escape Festival. Maine's coming in. Kadeko's coming in. Liza Owen's going to be in the studio. Sorry, Kadeko's going to be on the phone chatting about Wildlife Festival. And Hebe is going to be on Skype a little bit later because we've got all forms of communication here at FUBAR. We can tap in any way you like. Now, I wanted to talk a little bit about this at the top of the show. Obviously, it's going to be a difficult show today anyway because we're missing out on the life and soul that is Tom Nozza. But also, I'm going to find it very difficult because this week's horrible, horrible attack in Manchester has really got me feeling shit, if I'm totally honest. Music is my life and soul, and it really saddens me so much that a young music community has been targeted in this attack. And I just wanted to send out huge love to everybody affected by this horrible time. I know that everybody's feeling it. We are all standing together, and that's the most important thing, because love will always win. And hate only breeds hate, so keep giving the love and keep loving the people around you, your community, every single person around you, because it's the only way we can combat such a hideous event. But I wanted to talk a little bit about the incredible things that have come out of such a horrific act. You know, there was a huge people queuing to donate, to give blood. People were giving away free taxis, free food to the emergency services and anyone that was stuck in Manchester for the Ariana Grande gig. And people have raised £4,000 for a homeless man who was outside the venue, and he ran in to help people who had been hurt. It's really, really affected me, this one. And I'm sorry that if today's show, I feel it sound a bit down because I haven't got my mate with me either. So it's going to be a difficult one. But I am so excited for all of our guests. And I just wanted to say a little quick thing about Manchester because it's made me feel so, so sad. Sending love to everybody that's been affected. And I wanted to play a bit of Happy Mondays because I thought it was a good Manchester tune that bring us all up and make us all feel good on this Thursday. Big love to Manchester. Here's Happy Mondays.
Bar Radio presents
Sarah Love and My Stiggy.
Josh, welcome to the studio. You've started something called Rise Up.
I have, yeah. We're just trying to reach out to young people in the UK and trying to get them to register. Only 40% of young people are voting right now.
Why do you think young people need to vote?
A lot of the policies that are happening at the moment, they're kind of favouring the people that do vote. They're not treating young people very well in this country, and it's because they don't vote. So if you ain't making yourself heard, then whoever's in power ain't going to take any notice of you.
Every Monday,
Sarah Love and My Stiggy.
From 4 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.
Silence when everything is a riot. You're my
Nothing can faze me. Placed a spark in my life back. Now I want to show you how I thank that. Don't think you can lie. I can see through your mind. Don't lose this.
Tyrant featuring British Georgia Smith. She's smashing it over in the US right now, isn't she? She's loving it. It's so weird not having anyone else to look at in the studio. I'm just looking at Abby and she's not even looking at me. She's busy working. It's weird not having you here, Tom. I hope you're listening at home. You're probably not. You're probably asleep. Sleeping off your illness. But I hope you're okay, babe. We're going to play a little bit of music news and reviews.
Music, news and reviews.
Thank you, Miss Hannah Witten. So, there's been a lot going on in the music industry this week. Well, this last week. First up, I have to really talk about Justin Bieber, because he released a song. He jumped on a song, Despacito, which was from Puerto Rican vocalist Luis Fonsi featuring Daddy Yankee. And he thought, I'm just going to pop on this song. So he did. But there's footage has emerged of him karaokeing this song, but he was unable to sing it because he didn't know the words. Now, this has irritated some people. If you want to know, Despacito actually means slowly in English. And the chorus, the Spanish chorus, roughly translates to, I want to breathe your neck slowly. Let me whisper things in your ear so that you remember, if you're not with me, slowly I want to rip you off with kisses slowly. Sign the walls of your labyrinth and make your world, make your whole body a manuscript, turn it up. That's a very confusing paragraph there, but I think it's probably a loose translation. But let's have a listen to when Justin Bieber tried to sing his own song.
Despacito. I don't know the words, so I say poquito. I don't know the words, so I say chorizo. I don't know the words, so I say poquito. Despacito.
Sorry? Dorito?
You know the words!
Yep, that's actually happening. Holy moly, Justin. What was going on there, my friend? So that was Justin Bieber trying to sing his own song there, which he sings quite fine in the recording, but apparently does not know those lyrics after a few too many waters in the club. But for some reason, he thought it was a good idea to just rhyme Despacito with words like Dorito and Poquito, which I think is like borderline offensive and a little bit strange. But I mean, each to their own. The audience, if you watch the video of that, is having a lovely time. I mean, don't get me wrong, I love Justin Bieber, but I thought this was very... This is the kind of thing I would do if I was doing karaoke in a club, like, that's where I would go with it. I just think he's great for the fact that he's got balls to get up on stage and not know the lyrics to his own songs. Good on him. Good on you, Justin. Thanks so much for that. On another note, there's a student in America, you might have heard about this, who submitted his dissertation to Harvard University, which is one of the most prestigious universities in the US, as a 11-track hip-hop album. That's right, it's called Liminal Minds. It's already got thousands and thousands, tens of thousands of listens on SoundCloud. So you can go and check it out now. It's called Liminal Minds. But Obasi Shaw, which is his name, said that it involves elements of Middle English poetry with issues of racial identity in America. So basically what he did was he took his thesis and he made it into like a story, because his mum basically came to see him. I think he was doing an open mic night and she saw him writing a lot of rap music and performing it. And she was like, why don't you use this and make it into you know, your dissertation, which I think is incredible. It's the first time this has ever been done, hence why it's made the news. But Obasi's smashed it. It's a really, really good album. It's really, really interesting and a commentary on something that really needs to be talked about. So I was very, very impressed. And I say that in the most non-patronising way. It sounded like I was like, I'm impressed by this. Well, I didn't go to Harvard and I could never even vaguely try and get into Harvard. I mean, maybe I should try, like Elle Woods, but I don't think I will. So instead, he's smashing it for all of us. Well done to you for submitting that 11-track album. Go and have a listen to it. It's called Liminal Minds. Also, Beyoncé is about to have babies, which is just positive news to the max anyway.
Good job, B.
Thank you very much. Beyoncé is about to drop. She's posting loads of pictures. She had a push party recently, like a big fancy baby shower. But she got double twins coming out. Not double twins, just two twins, just two babies. They're going to be coming out soon, so keep your eye on social media for that. And very exciting news for you guys. Linkin Park are back with a brand new album, One More Light. It's all about them being grown-ups, basically. They're writing songs about their kids and stuff. It's really lovely. The song we're going to play in a minute, actually, is a song that Shinodo wrote for about his kids. It's really, really sad. It's called Sorry For Now, but it's a very beautiful song. And they've also linked up with Stormzy and Pusha T, so it is definitely one to check out. Plus, who didn't love Linkin Park when they were younger? Who didn't love them? Seriously, they are so much of my childhood. And also, Papa Roach are back as well. They've released their album Crooked Teeth, which you can go and check out, which is equally fun and good. But we're going to play one of those songs next week. We can't play them all, guys. We cannot play them all. I think we should play a little bit of Linkin Park to keep us going. But I'm really excited because we've got so many fun guests coming into the studio. Let me have a look at who we've got coming in. We've got Maine coming in a little second, and he's going to be chatting about his brand. Well, he's got a couple of new singles, but we're going to be playing Eeny, Meeny, Miney, Moe in a minute. Plus, we've got Liza Owen in the studio, who's just been on tour with Jonas Blue, which is very exciting. Before we play what I told you we were going to play, we're going to play something else because that's how I roll on this show. I don't even care.
The door like a broomstick with a clipboard trying to be uptight. Overcapacity rubbing us wrong, but my girl better put her up right. I'm all a bit fed up, half of us halfway wasted in the queue getting red up in the queue getting. Oh yeah, we look like sickness, barely moving inches. Let's leave this line, your club will close, we'll run you out of business. What I do that's what I do. We've been waiting in line to get into this club like all night, all night. We don't wanna go home, so we'll take it outside, yeah, outside, outside. We've been waiting.
lights out. None of us are having this acute, ain't new. So the heels are coming off right now. I think we're done being patient, so nobody can tell us how to pipe down. What offline cheat wine does that to your madness outside your club now?
Yeah, we look like sickness, barely moving inches. Let's leave this night, the club will close, we'll run you out of business. What I do, what I do, that's what I do.
What's up, guys? This is Sigala, and you're listening to Harriet Rose and Nozza on FUBAR Radio.
Oosh!
Watching the wings cut through the clouds, watching the raindrops blinking red and white, thinking of you back on the ground. Sometimes things refuse to go the way we planned. Oh, I'll be sorry for now that I couldn't be around. There will be a day that you will understand. You will understand.
Yeah.
for now, Linkin Park. That was Linkin Park, guys, just so you know. Just so you know, that was them. And before that, we had Ray the Lime, which is her brand new single, which went straight into the New Music Friday playlist on Spotify, which is a good place, by the way, to go and find out about new music. Every Friday, they post all the literal brand new tracks. A lot of new tracks come out on Friday now because that's when they do the chart show and all the charts are done on a Friday now. So everything sort of comes out then. So you should go subscribe to it on Spotify and it keeps you up to date with all the hot new things that are going on. I am so warm in the studio right now, guys. You have no idea. I feel physically boiling hot. But it's probably because Tom Nozzer is not here. That's why it's so warm. It's usually icy cold with him in the room. Right. I also wanted to say a quick note. So sad to hear about Roger Moore. But I wanted to do something positive on the side of hearing about his passing and read some of the 10 best ever quotes from Roger Moore that was provided by the guys at the Metro. I just found this really funny. So I'm going to read out the quotes. First one is, I'm the fourth best James Bond. What a guy. So what's the word for that when you're like, I can't even remember. But he's chill. Of course, I do all my own stunts and I also do all my own lying. This guy has got a bit of a vibe about him. I think he was my favourite James Bond. Him and Sean Connery are my favourite James Bonds because they were proper James Bond. They were like the ones that it was... I mean, he says it in a quote here. To me, the Bond situations are so ridiculous, so outrageous. I mean, this man is supposed to be a spy and yet everybody knows he's a spy. Every bartender in the world offers him martinis that are shaken, not stirred. What kind of serious spy gets recognised everywhere he goes? It's outrageous. I liked those Bonds where it was so ridiculous. I've drunk martinis before. I quite like them. I could drink half a martini and still be a little bit sober, but one martini and I'd be on the floor. You can't. They drink like 7 martinis in a row and they seem totally fine to just go out and sort of fight crime. It's really weird. This is a good one as well. Where is it? You can either grow old gracefully or begrudgingly. I chose both. And the last one I really like is, I enjoy being a highly overpaid actor. Thank you so much to Roger Moore for all the incredible acting, highly overpaid acting that he did, because he was great. We're going to play a bit of Katy Perry in a minute. Katy Perry has chatted about her ending her feud with Taylor Swift. This is the weirdest thing. Neither of them, they both sort of like spoken about it very slyly, but no one's actually said what it's about or where it's from, because obviously Taylor Swift brought out Bad Blood featuring Kendrick Lamar and featuring all of her gal pals, and supposedly that was about Katy Perry, and Katy Perry has brought out Swish Swish, which is supposedly about Taylor Swift, and it features Nicki Minaj, and I'm going to play it in a minute, and I'd like you guys to tweet in at Fubar Radio and let us know what you think of it. I like it. I'm into it. But yeah, Katy Perry said she wants to end her feud with Taylor Swift. Something about doing a FaceTime. She wants to do a FaceTime with her, which is, I think, seems strange. But just because if you haven't spoken to someone for ages, you're like straight in at the FaceTime, not even like a WhatsApp first. But yeah, she said of it, for sure, that's true. There is a situation. She started it and it's time for her to finish it. Whoa, that is pretty deep. From Katy Perry. She also tweeted in 2014, which is going back a bit of a stretch, watch out for the Regina George in sheep's clothing. Obviously, Regina George from Mean Girls. If you haven't seen Mean Girls, then where have you been all my life? Because it's one of the best films ever. But yeah, so apparently they're going to... I mean, are they going to be friends? She wants to become friends. It's about backing dancers, though. It's all about backing dancers. There are 3 backing dancers that went on tour with her and they asked me before if they could go, if they could go, and I was like, of course. But who knows? Katy Perry's going to be headlining this weekend at Radio 1's Big Weekend in Hull. So if you want to go and watch her, you should go there. But I think it's sold out, so you probably can't. In the meantime, instead of going to see her there, you can actually listen to her on this show in a minute, because I'm going to play her. So this is her brand new one with Nicki Minaj. It's called Swish Swish. Please tweet us at Fubar Radio and let us know if you like it.
They know what is what, but they don't know what is what. They just strut. What the fuck?
A tiger. Don't lose no sleep, don't need opinions from a shellfish or a sheep. Don't you come for me, no, not today. You're calculated, I got your number, 'cause you're a joker and I'm a courtside killer queen. We'll be right back. at your mouth, 'cause I stay winning, lay 'em up like swish, swish, bish. Another one in the basket. Your game is tired, you should retire. You got as cute as an old coupon expired. And karma's not a liar, she keeps receipts. So keep calm, honey, I'ma stick around for more than a minute. Get used to it. Funny, my name keeps coming at your mouth. Stay winning, lay 'em up like swish, swish, bish. Another one in the basket. Can't touch this. Another one in the casket.
Let's go.
Swish, swish, bish. Another one in the basket.
What, but they don't know what is what. They just know what is what.
Young
but
Money.
They don't know what is what. They just know what is what. But they don't know what is what. They just strut. What
Pink Ferragamo sliders on deck. Silly rap beats, just give me more checks. My life is a movie, I'm never offset. Me and my amigos, no, not offset. Swish, swish, ah, I got them upset. But my shooters, I make them dance like dubstep. Swish, swish, ah, my haters is upset. 'Cause I make them, they get much less. Don't be trying to double back, I already despise you. All that fake love you've shown couldn't even disguise you. Yeah. When Nikki getting tan, mirror, mirror, who's the fairest bitch in all the land? Damn, man, this bitch is a stan. The generous queen, a kiss a fan. Ask goodbye, I'ma be riding by. I'ma tell my big dear, that's the guy. A star's a star, the heart. They never thought the switch guard to take it this far. Get my pimp cup, this is pimp shit, baby. I only rock a queen, so I'm making hits with Katie.
Swish, swish, bitch. Another one in the basket.
Swish, swish. Joining me right now in the studio, nobody is Maine.
Yes, yes.
Nobody is Maine.
Nobody is Maine.
Not even me.
You're not me. No.
Oh, damn it. Can I be Maine for this show, though? And you be Harriet Rose?
We'll see about that. We'll see.
So that was Swish, Swish by Katy Perry. And that was the first time you've heard that song. What did you think?
Yeah, I like the vibe. It sounds like it would go off in the club.
Yeah, it's a bit of a dancey one. What do you think about song? Because that's supposedly a song that's a little bit dissing Taylor Swift. What do you think about when music sort of disses other musicians? Do you think it's a positive thing? Do you think it's okay to be low key, sort of like let people make the decision themselves, or do you think it's a bit bad to be mean to other people in music?
I think obviously the mean aspect is never nice, but
no, we're nice people. We're nice people.
We could always be nice, but I think it's like in rap there's a lot of dissing, so it's competition, and I think it brings out the best in sometimes artists, and obviously it means it's all good for the fans because they get more music. So
as
a fan, I like to see when two great artists go at it because I get more music. But in the pop side, more like Taylor Swift getting dissed by Katy Perry, I think it must be the same for the fans. They must love
They love it. And the papers love it, and everyone loves talking about it. But I think it's an interesting thing because I talk to a lot of artists about sort of camaraderie and how things go in the music industry, especially in the grime industry right now. There's a lot of camaraderie.
Yeah.
Everyone's getting together. I mean, on Stormzy's album, he sort of references a couple of, you know, disses, but he's really positive about it. He's not like...
He's kind of like, you get the tone that he's over it, but he addresses it quick and then leaves it there.
Yeah, and it's not like that desperate sort of like, trying to get at someone. It's just like, yeah, no, people have been.
It's like, yeah, I see you, but it's, yeah.
But don't worry, I'm ignoring
yeah.
you.
Yeah, yeah, we've heard you. It's kind of like that. But I like, I think that's a classy way to do it. It's a classy way to kind of address and like still carry on doing your own thing. You don't want to get caught up in all of that, otherwise it just stops progression.
Eeny, meeny, miny, mo.
Yeah.
Seems to touch on that. Mm-mm. In the sense that it's like you're not dissing anybody, but you're talking a little bit about girls and girls that have sort of ignored you. Maybe is that the, it's sort of like girls who might have ignore a guy at one point and then they get big and then they're like, oh
yeah. But I, obviously in my case, I'm not saying like I've gone superstar level or nothing or like, but it is addressing that topic where not just girls but people in general, they like they may not necessarily care about what you're saying or just show an interest or even acknowledge that you're what you're trying to do until everyone else does. Like, so I think like a lot of times the people closest to you are the last to catch on to actually what you're trying to do. So it kind of addresses that in the sense that, like, remember what I told you, like, oh, like they didn't really get it until they saw it. It's too hot, guys.
Yeah,
It's hot in the studio. No, they didn't really get it until they didn't have to go out of their way to see it.
I totally get it. Yeah. I totally understand what you're getting at. And was it cathartic to kind of write about that, do you think?
I think I was definitely in my feelings when I wrote that. Like, I was in a mood. Like,
I was in a mood and I wrote a song. But I'm pleased you were in that mood because it's a good song.
Yeah, no, nah, like, I was in a mood, but I didn't want to make a depressing song. It's still something, even if I am taking shots at you, you can still dance to it. Like, I just gave it, it's a present to them. Like,
It's kind of like when we were just chatting about my chat with Post Malone
saw,
and I talked to him about Congratulations, because Congratulations is exactly that.
Yeah. Congratulations. It's like everyone who shitted on you before, you kind of got now the opportunity to be like, okay, you're congratulating me now, but where was that before? Where was your help, innit? You want to party with me now, but like you didn't want to help me create the party.
You didn't want to be my pal.
Yeah, you didn't want to be my buddy. Now you want to be your buddy.
But that's the best thing is having that sort of element of, you know, F you, in a sense, because, you know, you just do your own thing. And that's what he liked about it, because he was quite bullied at school, I think.
And it
was such a dream for him to do that. And it's great that you're working in the music. You're living your dream. You've got to remember that.
Of course. Post Malone's sick as well.
He's also a really nice guy.
Yeah, no, he seems it. Just got to say that. He seems it. Congratulations, though. Definitely that vibe is similar to Eeny, Miney, Mo in subject matter. And
it touches on the same things. It's the same element of you saying, I'm not worried, I'm not upset by it, but just so you know, this is the situation.
I remember this.
Well, so Eeny, Miney, Mo is sort of based on the nursery rhyme, right?
Oh, of course. Eeny, Miney, Mo.
So I thought we could play a little game.
All right.
I'm going to test you. Okay. Now, don't worry, because I probably wouldn't get any of these right.
That's fair, definitely. All right.
But I'm going to give you four rhymes, nursery rhymes, and I'm going to say the first bit, and I want you to try and guess the second bit. And if you can't remember, just make something up.
All right, cool.
Sound good?
I'm ready.
Okay. Let's go. Nobody is Maine, and Maine is about to smash this quiz.
Of course.
Right. Hickory dickory dock.
The mouse went up the clock.
Yes!
I couldn't remember the animal for a second. Then.
No, but I'm really impressed with that. I was like, I couldn't even remember that when I was looking at it. Okay, well, number one, correct. Yeah. Number two, this is a hard one, I think. Round and round the garden.
Oh, like a teddy bear?
Yeah! You get an extra point if you can say the next bit.
Run around the garden like a teddy bear. One step, two step. Oh, tickly under there?
Yeah! Oh my God, you're so good at this!
This is old school.
I'm taking it back to the old school,
old
babe.
School. These are the jams from back in the day.
Exactly. You can maybe make another song out of one of these.
Yeah. I like that garden one. I might take that one.
I think that's a good one. Okay, right. Number three. So you've got 3 points. You've only done two, but you're 3 points because you did two lines after the round around the garden one, so I'm impressed with that.
All right, cool.
Three. Incy Wincy Spider.
Climbed up the water spout. Down came the rain and washed the spider out.
Oh my God! God.
That one was an easy one.
Okay, can you say the next bit? This is hard, the next bit of it.
Oh, I spoke too soon. Okay.
Say it all again, because it'll remind
you. Incy wincy spider, climbed up the water spout, down came the rain, washed the spider out. Oh. Out came the sunshine, and dried up all the rain. Incy wincy spider, climbed up the spout again.
Oh my God! I can't move on, you're smashing it.
Do you know what's mad? When you're little, these songs seem like full-length songs. They're only like 5 lines long.
I know! Also, though, this is incredible because you're not only getting exactly word for word. There's no mistakes being made here.
Professional.
Yeah, professional. That is what comes with the job,
been
right?
Been doing it for a long time.
Yeah. Once. What, nursery rhymes?
Just rhymes. Been rhyming since nursery.
But you got to start it somewhere, babe.
Of course.
Nursery rhymes. You got to hit it hard with nursery rhymes at first.
Got to get them perfected.
Well, you've already won, just so you know, but we have got one more. Right. This should be easy. Jack and Jill went up the hill
to fetch a pail of water. There.
You're going to get this next bit. Come on.
Oh, Jack and Jill went up the hill to fetch a pail of water.
It's quite dark, this next bit.
Someone fell.
Yeah.
That's all I remember.
You got it. Jack fell down and broke his crown. And Jill came tumbling after.
Yeah.
Really dark rhyme.
Yeah.
Really dark rhyme.
I wonder what the meaning behind
that. Well, I think that Jill pushed Jack down the hill, then she fell.
Oh, that person was in a mood when they wrote that.
Yeah,
there we go. There we go. Explains it. They wanted to push someone down a hill. Or maybe they did, and they're letting us know through code. You never know.
Well done.
Yeah, I'm glad I won.
Beyonce says,
good job, B.
Thank you,
you smashed that. I'm so shocked because honestly, I didn't remember any of them.
You just have to get them perfect.
Well, I just need to become a musician that's actually good at stuff.
Yeah.
That would be easier.
Or just a musician.
Yeah, I mean.
That would be a start.
I mean, to achieve the musician that's good at stuff is never going to happen for me, but I can be a musician. I can come and, if you ever need like.
It's all about creating your own style, just switch it up.
Do you ever need like a triangle when you're performing? Like someone to play the triangle or perhaps like...
Never thought about it, but I could do.
I can also play the recorder.
Yeah, I've got some recorder solos in there.
Can you fit some in?
We'll fit some in.
Please do. You've got a headline show coming up, haven't you?
Yeah,
28th of May.
Yes, this Sunday.
Bank holiday Sunday, y'all. Got to get in.
Yes, shout out to Hook Up. Love that.
It's in NW1, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not far from here. Camden.
Yeah.
So under Solo Diner Bar. So anyone tuned in, come through. It's going to be live. Going to perform some new music. Like Eeny Miney Moe. It's going to be a turn-up.
Which we're going to be playing in a minute.
Definitely.
I saw some videos on your Instagram and stuff as well. Of you doing some very cool performances recently.
Yeah.
You've been up on stage. What do you enjoy the most about those kind of shows where it's like packed out, you know, venues where you can just can't see anyone, you're just doing your thing?
You can't, that is the thing though.
You like, can't see anyone, can you?
Yeah, and the best thing about it is you know they're there and they're there to support you, but they give you that space to well, they don't intentionally give you that space because you can't see them. But like them singing along to the songs, it's good energy. You just get to be up there and zone out in a world that you wouldn't be able to in your bedroom or in the car when you're singing to music. Like it's just a different feeling.
And Eeny Miney Moe is that kind of song where you it's good sing along song. Do you know what I mean?
It was created with that intention. Like
you knew what you were doing.
I always know what I'm doing.
You knew what you were doing. So one final game for you is a game that we play every week with all of our guests. It's called Desert Island Dicks.
Desert Island Dicks.
Desert Island Dicks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nobody is Maine.
Yes.
I'm sending you on your own to this desert island, right?
Right.
And you're going to live there forever.
Mm.
No friends, no family, no home comforts. All you have is one song playing over and over again, right? But it gets worse.
Ooh.
Gets worse. It's a bad song. It's not a song you like. It's not a song. I mean, it could be a song you've maybe liked in the past, but you've heard it so much that you can't bear to listen to it. So,
okay.
Nobody's Main, what would be your desert island dick?
Which song would I pick? That I hate now, that I used to love.
Or that you've just always hated, you know?
Always hated. Ah, oh, there was this one song. What was it called?
Sing it.
I think it... Riverside by Sydney Sampson.
Oh, yeah! Oh my God, I totally agree with you.
That song would kill me.
Because that song, when it came out, was on the charts for
weeks. Weeks.
Months, I think.
Yeah. Crazy.
How does it go?
Riverside.
Is that it?
No, that one.
That's the other one.
That's. Banger and Cocky.
No, that's a good song. The one
that
I just
one,
sang.
That one's
yeah,
good.
No, the one
that
I
one wasn't rinsed.
It's because I
well.
Got excited. I got excited about the good song.
Yeah.
No, but I know the one you mean. Riverside.
Everyone, go check it out. Listen, imagine if you was on a desert island.
It's the one that says Riverside Motherfucker on it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Riverside Motherfucker.
Yeah. And then it just goes into this really annoying drop. Like, I couldn't hack it. It had to be on the chart for weeks. Like, I couldn't hack it. Imagine that. It's the one that I hated.
I think that's a really good. We've never had that either.
I remember that. It haunted me as well. Like, it came out when I was years ago. Like,
yeah, really long time ago.
Yeah, a long time
probably
ago.
Probably like 5-6 years ago.
Yeah, so when I was younger, it kind of just haunted me. Like, I wanted it to go.
Well, it's gone.
It's gone now.
But no, it's not. It's gone with you to this desert island. Oh, I'm so sorry. Man. We'll leave it. And also, I'm going to lock it on the desert island so that I never have to hear it again.
Wow. Nah, I don't know. Surely I'll be able to Bluetooth it to you or something. What's it playing on? An iPhone?
I can't tell you what it's playing on because you might try and destroy it.
There's like hidden island speakers.
Yeah.
It's like Lost.
Yeah,
it's
it is exactly like Lost.
It's like Lost. I love Lost. I'm watching Lost at the moment.
Are you?
Yeah.
That's old school as well.
Yeah, no, it's because I never watched it before.
Right, should we play a little bit of Eeny, Miney, Moe?
Yeah, let's go.
Can you introduce it for us?
What's good, guys? This is Fubar Radio. It's Nobody Is Main. I'm with Harriet Rose, and we're about to play the smash Eeny, Miney, Moe.
Yeah,
let's go.
She used to tell me back then, if I wanna smash, then I've gotta be a man. Now she gonna let me smash, cause I be the man. Now she gonna follow back on the Instagram, DM me, tell me how I'm doing well, now she been a fan. Now these groupies wanna preach with their speech, like, don't forget me when you're famous. You better remember me when you make it. Girl, I already done forgot what your name is. Told that bitch in bitch, she a +44 in the contest, cause she was ignoring my WhatsApps. I told the man in the mirror, we gon' kill him with finesse, and then dance on their grave with a hot dab. Yeah, cause I'm up right now, and you lot are stuck right now. Guess what, I don't give a fuck right now. Got a juice in the hill and a cup right now. I remember what I told you, girl, but I love me for they all do, girl. Cause now you're playing Eeny, Miney, Moe, trying to catch a rap before you blow. Like, oh, words, say mom, swear down. You get a message and you don't want to end now. Oh, Lord, oh, my God, we're here now. I just hold my middle finger in the air now. Eeny, Miney, Miney, Moe. They tryna catch up with me for a blow. Tryna holler now, let them go. So let them know we did it all on our own. Yeah, all that doubt put a chip on my shoulder. I took it with a pinch of salt. Dabbed it all up in the sauce. They ain't leave me with no choice. I was tryna make small man see the bigger picture, but I guess it really ain't their fault. It takes time to plan it. I'm sitting on some bangers. Must have a couple Grammys in the vault. Now they saying, shout me when it's your next show. Oh, you mean like before when I always did? It's just that now you wanna be involved with it. Well, fuck your fake love, I got bored of it. Must be your Jedi, the way you drive force it with us. I put my shades on the flex like I'm Morpheus, yeah. They couldn't see the vision, should've went optician. Really ain't no point in calling us. Cause I remember what I told you, girl, but I love me for they all do, girl. Cause now you're playing Eeny, Miney, Moe, trying to catch a rap before you blow. Like, oh, words, say mom, swear down. You get a message and you don't want to end now. Oh, Lord, oh, my God, we're here now. I just hold my middle finger in the air now. Eeny, Miney, Miney, Moe, they trying to catch up with me for a blow. Trying to holler now, let them go. So let them know we did it all on our own, yeah.
Radio presents
Payne and Sylvester Incorporated with Michael Payne and Harley Sylvester from Rizzlekicks.
Sean Walsh in the house right now. Would you like to help us impart some knowledge?
From Martin. My girlfriend is eager to try water sports. She basically wants to piss on me in bed. How do I get over the fear of piss?
You don't, mate.
Convince her to wee on you in the shower.
Then, when she's asleep, shit on her head.
Don't
Sorry.
Do that.
Yeah. Not even on their like,
pillow.
On their head.
On their head, man.
Big steaming one. After a pizza. A jalapeno, deep crust.
American hot, cheesy crust.
She's just gone.
Every Wednesday.
Payne and Sylvester Incorporated with Michael Payne and Harley Sylvester from Rizzle Kicks.
From 4 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.
Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio. With Nozza.
Kideko joins me live on the line right now. How's it going?
Hello, hello. How are you?
Really well. Good to hear from you. You've just been at Great Escape, right? Your hometown in Brighton.
Yeah, that's right. We did a party, myself and George Quiley, down at the Arch in Brighton. We had a secret special guest, which was Danny Howard. We had Toy Boy and Robin come down and do it as well. Yeah, it was good fun.
It's a lot of fun, that festival, isn't it? It must be nice for you as well, coming from Brighton, to be there and be in the vibe, because it's such a vibe. I was down there on the Friday, and it's just got such a real sort of energy to it, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I think Brighton in general is always a good vibe. There's so much going on all the time, and it's such like a versatile place. So, yeah, it's definitely a special place.
It's one of my favourite places, actually, other than London, in the UK. It's like it's where I would live if I didn't live here, because I think it's so vibrant, and musically it's renowned. Obviously, it's had loads of musical talent from there. You've got the Kooks, you've got British Sea Power, you've got Rizzle Kicks, you've got loads of people that come down there, and of course you. Did you find you had a lot of inspiration from your home city when you first started making music?
Yeah, definitely. The thing that kind of made me wanna go into DJing was when I went to a Fatboy Slim gig on Brighton Beach. It was one of the beach boutique things that he did. It was one of the last ones. And yeah, that was crazy. Obviously, he's a local guy.
And yeah, another resident of Brighton.
Yeah.
And he's amazing live as well. If you see him live, it's one of those things that does really sort of light up your life, doesn't it?
Yeah, for sure. I think that was one of the things about him that I found so interesting, was just he's such a good performer and he interacts with the crowd so well. It's more than just kind of like a DJ set.
And it's interesting, you must find as a DJ that you do have to kind of bring that extra element of performance, because it's become, as you say, having gone from being a DJ was just DJing and doing your thing to sort of it being like a full performance as well. Do you find that you take that on, or do you feel shy when you play?
No, I definitely try and kind of almost, well, yeah, get into the zone, maybe have a couple of tequilas before I play.
That's very important.
But I think, it's more than just, obviously the music is the main thing, but you're like a vibe conductor of the whole room as well. So I think if you're having a good time and people can see that, then hopefully they'll have a good time as well.
I think vibe conductor is the best thing I've ever heard in my life. I think that should be everyone's Twitter bio immediately.
That's the new job description.
Yeah. What are you? I'm a vibe conductor. Okay. So you got in the studio with Friend Within to do Burning Up, and it must have been strange to get in the studio with another producer rather than like an artist performing on the track. You're sort of working together on the same thing. Was that difficult, or was it sort of just came naturally?
We weren't in the studio together at all for that tune. We did that all online. Yeah, we did that. He sent me some samples and stuff, sent me some bits, and we kind of just went through it like that. We went back and forth. But I think in general, working with people is something that I enjoy. I think it kind of helps the inspiration, keeps it flowing.
And of course, you had your track with Crank It with Nadia Rose as well, who's a total babe. She's been on the show before. We love her.
She's wicked.
You must love to be able to get into this, because as a DJ producer, it's slightly different than being a singer or a sort of in a band, because you can just pick and choose. It's much more of a plethora of ways to work with people. Exactly as you say, you've managed to make a whole track over the internet. It's incredible. And a track that is so vibesing as well that, it must be cool to be able to do that and sort of reach out to people on that level.
Yeah, for sure. It's I think the thing with production is I got into music through, I was in a band playing the drums, and it was a lot of the time you kind of be waiting on people to come to band practices and stuff. I think that's one of the things that I do love about production is you can just you do everything, like you said, just yeah, you're not kind of waiting on people, and you can do what you want, whatever's in your head, to get it down.
It must have been synonymous as well, going from drums to DJing, because you're essentially beat matching the band in with drums, aren't you? You're sort of the beat line, so it must have been really easy to sort of move into DJ producing from that.
Yeah, that's true, actually. Yeah, I got into production after drums, so I was doing that for a while. It wasn't until probably like a few years into production until I got into DJing, because it's kind of one of the only ways that you can kind of play live as a producer, really.
Yeah. Did you find it nerve-wracking when you first started playing live as a DJ?
Yeah, for sure. I still do now.
Hence the tequila, right?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
So you're also heading down, I mean, festival season's well and truly kicked off now, and you're heading down to Wildlife Festival, which is going to be incredible.
Yeah, I'm doing that on the Sunday. I live probably about 10 minutes away walking, so that's ideal. It's one that I've always wanted to play as well since they started it. I think they've done 2 years previously, and I've been to both. So to be on the lineup is pretty surreal, actually.
It's a nice festival, isn't it? It's got a nice vibe to it.
Yeah, it's wicked. It's the perfect time of the year. It's good. It's a good location.
Are you going to be heading down for the whole weekend to see some of the other acts, or are you? I bet you're a busy bee at the moment, but are you going to try and sort of check out some of the other acts that are playing?
Yeah, I'm going to try to, definitely, if I can, because obviously, like I said, it's so close to home, it'd be silly not to, and there's so many wicked artists playing, so.
You don't
I'm
even
definitely
need
gonna
a car.
Try and be there for as much as it.
They don't even need to pick you up in a cab. You can just walk there. That's so incredible.
Yeah, that's what I'll be doing. So if the weather's nice, I'll be strolling down with maybe not a bottle of tequila, maybe a beer.
In the heat as well, tequila, just warm tequila. Yum, yum, yum. Let's hope there's a fridge there for you, babe.
Yeah, fingers crossed.
Festivals are obviously a lot of fun. We know that. And there's a lot of interesting things that go down at festivals, like nakedness and inappropriate mosh pits and morph suits and stuff. What's the weirdest thing you've ever encountered at a festival, being a punter or being a performer?
To be honest, this year is probably it's my first run of festivals, for sure. I did a couple last year, but this year is only kind of my first time on the actual
circuit.
Like a season, I guess. Yeah, yeah. So hopefully I'll have some stories after the summer. But
I think you're guaranteed to.
Yeah.
Even if it is just seeing 72 people wearing morph suits, because I think that is something that happens. There's nothing you can do about it. It just will happen. You'll see it. It'll be there.
Yeah, I'll keep an eye out.
Everyone loves to dress up. Well, thank you so much for coming to have a chat with us.
Thanks for having me. It's been a pleasure.
We're really, really looking forward to catching you at Wildlife. I think, actually, we're coming down to the festival, potentially.
Oh, cool.
So we're looking forward to it, and we can't wait to have you. But should we play a bit of Burning Up?
Yeah, that sounds great. We should do that.
Wicked. Can you introduce it for us?
Yeah, my name's Kid Echo, and this is my track with Friend Within called Burning Up.
Wicked. Thanks, mate. See you soon.
Cheers.
All get down. All get down. All get down. And let's all get down. All get down. All get down. All get down. And let's all get down. All get down. All get down. All get down. And let's all get down.
Burning up, Yo, what's going on? This is Lethal Bizzle. You're listening to Harriet and Nozza on FUBAR Radio. Pow, pow.
I was walking down the street the other day, trying to distract myself, but then I see your face. Oh wait, that's someone else. Trying to play it coy, trying to make it disappear, but just like the Battle of Troy, there's nothing subtle here. In my room there's a king-size space, bigger than it used to be. If you want, you can rent that place. Call me an amenity. Even if it's in my dreams. Ooh, it's taking up a fraction of my mind. Ooh, every time I watch you slip and tighten. Oh, I'm trying, I'm trying, I'm trying, I'm trying, I'm trying. Oh, trying, I'm trying, I'm trying, I'm trying, I'm trying, I'm trying not to think about you. I'm a bad liar. I see how your tension builds. It's like looking in a mirror. You're touched like a happy pill, but still all we do is fear. What could possibly happen next? Can we focus on the love? Paint my kiss across your chest. If you're the art, I'll be the brush. Ooh, it's taking up a fraction of my mind. Slip and tighten. Oh, I'm trying, I'm trying, I'm trying, I'm trying, I'm trying. Oh, trying, I'm trying, I'm trying, I'm trying, I'm trying. Not to think about you. I'm a bad liar. And oh, baby, let's make reality, actuality, a reality. Oh, baby, let's make reality, actuality, a reality. I'm a bad liar.
Selena Gomez, Bad Liar. I really like that. I've never really listened to that much of Selena Gomez's music, not because I deliberately, just because it hasn't come into the forefront of my attention, but I really like that. Really enjoyed listening to that. So thanks, Selena, for that song. So thank you to our guests so far, by the way. Kadeko, what a babe. Also, loads of fun was had with Nobody Is Maine. He's great and knows his nursery rhymes incredibly well. So I'm going to chat to you. I went to Great Escape on behalf of FUBAR Radio last week. I went on the Friday. I had a lot of fun and actually went around on my own to the festival and did things on my own, like watched music on my own. It was quite a refreshing experience, to be honest, to be sort of... It's like when you go for dinner on your own. It's really... There's a big part of it that's like really empowering to do. So I did that. I had breakfast on my own and then I headed down to a venue in Brighton, funnily enough, because it was the Great Escape. I saw a few artists. I saw Ray on the Thursday night. She played the Vivo stage. Now, the Vivo stage is one of my favourite stages at the Great Escape because it's beautiful, for one. And also, it's a lot. It's a really nice vibe. There's a sort of outside area and an inside area. And it comes along because what some people don't realise is when you buy a festival ticket, you have a wristband and you can get into most stuff, but some things you can't get into. Vivo you can get into with the normal festival ticket, which is good fun. But Ray played, and she just that day released her brand new single, or she was about to release it. It was a Thursday night, so I think she was releasing it on the Friday. I saw her twice actually, and The Line, which we played earlier today, which is a massive banger, you should go and check it out if you haven't already. It's on Spotify. It was on the New Music Friday, which is again a great playlist if you want to learn about, hear about new music. So she was fab, and then I went to bed after. I actually went to a pub and listened to a guy doing karaoke for an hour. He was doing sort of 90s rock anthem, so I was loving it, to be honest. And then I went to see, I went down on the Friday day on my onesie, and I saw the lovely Marsikans boys. Isn't that nice? The boys who are firm friends of the show. And so we thought we'd play a couple of clips for you guys. First up, I'm going to play, because remember we went and chatted to Ray at the beginning of the year, when everything was getting really exciting for her, and now things are sort of, the pot is boiling over. She's smashing it everywhere with her new single. So we thought we'd play a little clip, and then after that, we're going to hear from the Marsikans boys. So here's a little clip of me with Ray.
Charlie XCX.
Yeah.
Direct the video, right?
Yeah.
How did that all come? Did you just go up to
her
and be like...
I just texted her. Hey, this is a long shot, but will you direct my video?
Yeah, and it was her debut, like directing.
Yeah, it was.
Right?
Yeah.
Which must have been exciting for her as well. Did you have a lot of fun
she
on the set?
So hard.
Yeah.
That girl, I have so much respect for her. She was just on it. Didn't miss a thing. I was at her house like 3, 4, 5 days before the shoot, practicing moves in the mirror. Like, she's great.
Do you love shooting music videos?
It is intimidating. Like,
yeah.
It is tough. Like, I'm so warming up to all of that stuff now. Like, I'm kind of don't mind having a little photo shoot now. I'm
yeah.
Like, oh, pose. Yeah. Like, before it used to be, like, only one angle.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's all becoming really fun, and the song is just feels really good, and Charlie's just great, yeah.
What a babe. Working with Charlie XCX. She does a lot of work and writing with Charlie XCX. Also, she's been in the studio with loads of the big names, and she's got very much exciting things coming up. I think she's playing a lot of the festivals. She's going to be playing Mighty Hoopla, which is next Sunday, a week on Sunday, which FUBAR Radio are very excited to be heading down to. We're going to be getting down there and doing some interviews with some of the artists that are playing and having a lot of fun. So we're really looking forward to that. Plus, then I went to see Marsikans, who were playing in Beyond Retro, which was a free gig, in Beyond Retro, which was really cool because I felt like I wanted to go and try on all the clothes while I was watching them. But they absolutely smashed it. As always, these boys are such professional, incredible musicians, and they really smashed it. So we thought we'd play a little bit of our chat that we had a few months ago. You make me so excited in the studio.
By velvet in the ear.
Oh! In the air or in the ear?
Ear.
Consensual, okay. Velvet.
I've only ever had, like, cotton buds in my ear. That's,
that's
a million
bad
miles
for you.
From velvet. So.
I think Tom is much more of a velour kind of person.
Yes.
For those of you who don't know what velour is, that's fake velvet.
It sounds rich anyway.
Yeah. Luxurious. It actually sounds more expensive than velvet.
Mm-hmm. I've got a velour hoodie. It's
whoa.
Crush velour. It's
that's very Kanye West of you.
I look more like Justin Bieber than Kanye West.
Okay.
But, you know. There's nothing wrong with that.
Sexy nonetheless, though.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Kanye.
I'd say so.
That's weird me doing
wearing
that.
Wearing a Kanye t-shirt.
Bit of Kanye.
That is pretty
just
cool.
Showing my breasts to the boys.
Didn't even realise you had that on.
Whoa.
We need to talk more about that off air.
Yes, we will. And guess what? When I saw them, we talked all about their clothes because they all looked incredible. I did have a bra on when I saw them, so that was good. Actually, no, I didn't. Oh, no, it was the second time seeing them without a bra. Their lovely manager, Rob, was there having a lovely time. And then they were off straight back on tour because they're on the tour at the moment, pinging around the country, having a fabulous time. Before Ray, on the Thursday night, I also saw Reggie Snow, who I've seen a couple of times. He's incredible live. He played the Vivo stage on the Thursday night, and he also played a couple of other gigs, I think, across the weekend. Which is the nice thing about Great Escape is that you can catch artists again and again and again because they sort of tend to play a minimum of 2 gigs, if not 3, across different stages. Vivo is a good place to be because they tend to have a lot of the upcoming talent. Let's play a little clip from my chat very recently with the lovely Reggie Snow. Do you believe in aliens? Because I'm like, really believe. I really
believe
in aliens.
I've seen a couple aliens still.
Shut
yeah.
the front door.
I've seen some.
So after I've seen one or two, obviously I'm a firm believer in it. So.
It's not even I've seen one. It's I've seen multiple aliens. Reggie Snow has seen multiple aliens. Tell me about one of the alien, the best alien encounter you've had.
I had one when I was like 12 or 13. Could have been a dream, but nah, it's something that I just can't forget. And I know that I've definitely seen something. But yeah, woke up in the middle of the night and just seeing like an alien figure and had a kind of a weird kind of encounter.
Well, I'm there with you, babe. Like, I've never had it, and I feel like I am not good enough. Like, if you don't get it, I feel like you're not good enough. You know,
yeah.
You're the chosen one. It's true. If you haven't seen an alien, you're never going to see an alien. I think that's true. I think you see them from a young age. Maybe not. Reggie Snow, though, he knows about aliens because he's seen three. So there you go. And he did a great performance at the Vivo stage at Great Escape. I also checked out loads of new artists that I'd never heard of. I knew nothing about. The Masks, they played. And a girl called Folly Ray, who was really, really good. This is how the Great Escape happens. It was raining very heavily on the Friday morning. So I went to a venue and I stuck there for a couple of hours and I saw a couple of really cool artists that were playing, and it was really, really nice to be able to see people that I wasn't even sure what their names were before I went in. I just wanted to watch them, see the music, and then I went ahead and I looked them up afterwards, and they're really doing well, and they were really, really enjoyable to watch. I also checked out our pals Belly Squeed, who we had a chat to last year, end of last year, I think in December. We had a chat to them at their record label. You should go and check out that interview actually on YouTube, where you can also find interviews with all the people we've had on the show, including Post Malone. I think the Reggie Snow one's on there, and soon to be Lethal Bizzle will be up there as well, which is exciting. And finally, I saw Sigrid on the Friday lunchtime. She blew my mind. Now, you know, Sigrid's had a few bangers, but she's got a new track out called Plot Twist. She's really, really, really... Her stage presence was shocking. How it was just incredible. She just held the whole audience in the palm of her hand the whole way through. And Vivo really... really sort of it's the whole vibe. I love it, the way it was kind of cut back, and it wasn't acoustic, but it was very stripped back, and she did a song completely acoustically at the end of her set. She repeated this one that we're about to play. It's called Plot Twist. It's a brand new one. And she's got a lot of sass and a lot of attitude. Her tracks are really powerful. The lyrics are really they mean a lot, and I think this is quite difficult for an artist, but she sounds even better live than she does recorded. Because obviously recorded is the best version of whatever you do. But this girl is so amazing live. So I thought we could finish off my little Great Escape chat with a little bit of Sigrid. Thanks to Vivo for this one. They put on a few amazing acts. The whole of Great Escape was so much fun. So thanks for having me. Let's have a little gander at this then.
I saw you were someone to trust. Get tough, grow up, be straight up. But no, you've been showing me you're the best lie I've ever heard. Or you're the best lie I've never heard. We're overdue. But if you're gonna crack my heart, do it in two. Give me a show, still let you know, from me you're getting pushed out of my priority. You're just a hype, better work on that hype, bro.
Liza Owen is here. Are we starting, love?
I think we're starting.
This is the first ever interview that Liza has ever done.
Ever.
On radio.
On radio. I'm a bit nervous.
Don't be nervous. You're here with a pal.
I know. And I love your t-shirt. Spice Girls t-shirt. It makes me feel at home with the girls.
Female empowerment.
Female empowerment.
Women together.
Exactly.
Funnily enough, Liza Owen, a lot of my questions to you today are related to female empowerment.
I love that.
Mm. We're about to go deep, baby.
How deep?
No, not that deep. let's rewind. You've just come off tour with Jonas Blue.
Yeah, literally.
Holy moly.
A day ago.
Yeah. Obviously, we're friends and I follow you on Instagram and I like every single one of your stupid, gorgeous photos. But I've been watching you absolutely smash the back doors of that tour and tell me everything about it. You were performing to like so many people.
Yeah, I mean, the last show we did was in Indonesia, in Jakarta, and it was the Net Choice Awards. And that crowd was massive and it goes out to like 10 million people. That was the biggest show I've ever done.
Just a small amount of people then.
Just a couple. And that was incredible. Like, the biggest buzz and the people were amazing. The fans loved it, which was amazing. We did shows in Hong Kong. We did LA, like this tour with American Airlines, which was amazing. And all around Europe. So it was like my first experience on the tour bus. The only girl with 15 guys, which was...
What was that like? Dirty?
Sweaty.
Sweaty Betty.
Warm.
Bit like this studio right
bit
now.
Bit like this studio right now, yeah.
Except we're both girly girls. So, I mean, not girly nice. Girls, but we're girls and we smell nice. So we're not sweaty Bettys all over the room.
They tried. Bless them. They did. They made an effort to like not be too gross.
And they were not too gross, or was they still quite gross?
They were good. They just have a smell, a certain smell that they can't help in the morning. You just wake up and you're like,
I can smell 15 boys.
That's men. It's like the undeniable smell of like sweaty men. But it was fine. It was amazing. The whole team was amazing. Jonas, I love him. He's just such a legend.
He's a very nice guy.
Yeah, amazing.
Very nice guy.
Yep.
It must have been fun to work with someone, because you kind of knew him a little bit anyway, didn't you?
Yeah, we'd written before in the studio, and so it was just nice to get asked to come on the tour, really.
I've just been sent through this quiz that I'm going to play with you in a minute, but it's completely random, but I just thought, it's a random kind of day, so we're going to play a random quiz, Liza, okay?
Bring it on.
Bring it right on.
Bring it
But
on.
Before that, don't call me baby, okay? This is your new single.
Yeah, I'm
straight
so
into
excited.
New Music Friday.
Yeah.
Smashed it. Spotify playlist all over the shop.
They've been amazing.
Loads of support.
Yeah, like, I think we got like 6 playlists in the first week, which was just incredible. And the feedback's
and
been
amazing. Very important for artists releasing new music, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, 100%. I mean, without Spotify, I don't really know what... Where would my music be? Maybe no one would be listening.
No, I'd be listening, babe.
Are all my plays just from you?
Oh, yeah.
Just no, like,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Sorry, I didn't say that, did I? I've got multiple computers around my room.
Yeah.
Replaying.
All these different IP addresses. It's just all you. It's all Harriet.
I'm actually a hacker.
Keep hacking, babes, please.
The track we've spoken about a few times, about where it comes from and stuff, but I wanted to talk to you about it on a level of the actual title.
Yeah,
Don't Call Me Baby comes from a sort of a female empowerment. Don't call me baby, you're not allowed to do that. And it can be sort of seen just from the title as in many different ways, like women do get called babe and called love and called that, and it's slightly the concept of the song is slightly different, but it touches on that.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a sense of ownership. When someone calls you baby, it's like, I belong to you. And and the song is actually from more of a standpoint where I wasn't ready to be called that in a relationship. You know, I'd started something with somebody new and he said that and I was just like, oh,
no.
I can't swear on radio. But
you can.
Oh, I can. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
That's how you feel.
Yeah.
I was like... not ready. My headspace wasn't there yet because I'd just recently broken up with someone.
Too soon.
And I wasn't ready. So it was kind of just this whirlwind of how do I rein this back in?
But also taking the control back as well, because as you say, it comes from you're calling me baby and I don't want you to, so
yeah.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Stop it. I know, I know. And then I told him the song was about him and he was like, oh.
Oh. Awkward.
We're good. We're still, you know.
We're still pals.
Yeah.
Well, not anymore anyway. Not after this. Don't call me baby. But no, in the element of sort of female empowerment and writing songs about women, and, you know, working with women as well, which you do, work with other female artists. Do you think it's important that we talk about female power and feminism and all that stuff in music and while we're making music?
100%. I think, you know, we should all be supporting each other and lifting each other up, especially in music. It's a very sort of male-dominated industry.
100%.
Yeah, or, you know, so I think it's important when we can to, like, support each other. Most of my favourite... songwriters, people I like to co-write with, are females. I haven't worked with any female producers yet. I would actually love to.
Which is something that is a big force of contention because it's very difficult for female producers.
Yeah.
It's very difficult for them to get into the right places to be able... It's basically in a similar way of female DJs, specifically like dance DJs and sort of house DJs, to get to be playing the headline slots. It's really not that
easy.
But
here you are.
Oh, here I am. No, I just play those 90s vibing bangers in the background.
Yeah, which I love. It's fine.
On that note, should we play a quiz?
Let's do it.
Because I thought it's warm and I want to play a quiz that is... I'll see if I can double click it.
It is so hot.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm sweating. Thank God this is radio.
But you look gorgy. You look gorgy. Summer vibes. That's another thing I want to talk to you about because your fashion is another level. Actually, everybody, Liza took me with our very good friend Sian to my first fashion week.
It was amazing. It was so much. You were the best, like, champagne fashion week partner.
I was the champagne.
We just got drunk.
Yeah, we did. But you helped me and you looked after me, which was... I mean, you had to get up early as well the next day. So you didn't stay as late as me and Sian, which was...
I know, you two ragged it.
We did. And I couldn't.
And I got sent home.
Yeah, I was for 2 weeks afterwards. Not okay.
Sian's my manager, by the way. So she's.
Sian was like, "Get out!"
She was get out, go home. And then she just got
and then we went
wankered.
Yeah, we went so and got unfair. Completely naughty for the whole night. But you looked after me, you and Sian, and it was lovely. I mean, terrifying. Fashion Week's really scary, but I did enjoy myself.
It's fun. It's like weirdly exhausting. People are just like, oh, boo, Fashion Week's so hard. But it is.
It's really
heels
hard.
All day, outfit changes.
You had like 17 outfit changes, though.
I know. I sound like a complete dick complaining about it, so I'm just going to shut
up. No, it's actually quite hard because she did have to change in a Pizza Express toilet.
I did, guys. The commitment's real.
I'm trying to work out how this quiz works now. Abby, if you know, tell me. But I think what I have to do is there's just a list of 90 songs. Oh, it's not a quiz. It's just a list of 90 songs.
So what?
That's not a quiz.
So where does the quiz come into it?
Right, okay. So let's see whether you like this song, right? So you say yes or no,
right,
whether you like the song. And I'll tell you what kind of person that makes you.
Okay, that's fun.
Mm-hmm. So the first one is big time. Gangster's Paradise by Coolio.
Yeah, obviously.
Who's doing the 90s take back to the 90s? Because we had Salt and Pepper on the show the other day.
Did you? Mm-hmm.
Well, we had Salt of Salt and Pepper on the phone.
Minus from the Pepper.
Yes, but she was amazing. God,
was she?
I nearly cried. I was like, you're so cool.
Please be my friend.
Yeah, basically. I was like, just can I touch you? But she was on the phone, so
okay,
I couldn't.
You couldn't.
So I'll tell
touch
you.
Touch me through the phone.
Oh my God, we're going to do that acoustically.
Little Soldier Boy reference.
Yeah. We're going to do a Liza Owen takeover version of that track next. Right, Whoa, Weren't You a Rebel? This Coolio lover was intent on shattering the illusion that was a quaint British life in the 90s, full of Avon catalogues, TV and VHS combis and quaint little packeted custard creams. You were trying so hard to be about that thug life, but really you just look like a tryhard. Sorry.
Oh, what? Just because I like the song?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, this is like a really judgmental quiz.
I know, right? Two, Macarena, Los Del Rio.
No.
No, don't cool. Like that. So shall I tell you what they
I knew the dance move, I'm not going to lie. Everybody did.
Macarena,
Cosa buena. But I was
I'm making up the words like Justin Bieber. Did you hear about that? He made up the words to his own song, Despacito.
No, mm-hmm. I didn't. Mm-hmm. What do you mean? He did it live and just...
Do you want to hear it?
Yeah, I really want to hear it.
Okay.
Would I know the difference?
Listen.
Despacito. I don't know the words, so I say Despacito. I don't know the words, so I say Despacito.
Oh, my God. He actually says, I don't know the words, so I'll say Dorito.
I fucking love that.
Where did Justin Bieber do that? I think it was just in some random club. And the funniest thing is, in the video, the people are like, "Are you joking?" Because he's like, "Instead of saying the words, I'll say Dorito. Instead of saying the words, I'll say poquito." And it's like,
do they have Doritos in America?
I mean, oh yeah, okay. Doritos are from America.
Oh, had no idea. That amount me of thinking powdered, we created that.
Oh no, we created kettle chips though.
That's nice. And hula hoops.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, gotta have. Got to take hula hoops. Probably this? Quavers as well.
Yeah, I would say so.
So do you want to know what Macarena Los Del Dia makes you?
I didn't like it, so yeah, what does it not make me?
It makes you were... Well, I like it, so I'm a certified groove machine that would not be held back by society.
I'm failing this so hard.
No, don't worry, because I think I feel the same as you. I didn't really like this song. And you let the rhythm flow freely through your veins.
I feel like I let the rhythm flow you fairly definitely. Freely through my veins. Fuck me,
I know, it's hard, right, saying that. You also thought that knowing all the lyrics meant that you would be sorted to speak to the locals on your next family jaunt to Spain. You were wrong and offended quite a few people.
Is that you?
Yes, definitely. Yeah, I that. When I get drunk, I try to... Because I do speak a little bit of French, and I try to speak...
Parlez-vous français?
Oh, it's oui. Fuck, you made me mess up then. Oui, no, I've forgotten it all.
Okay.
But this is what I do when I get drunk. I'm like, oh, I can speak French. And it's like, no, you can't.
You're just speaking English with a French accent.
Basically, or I'm speaking some kind of language that the French person is looking at me like, good, good, good one for trying, babe, but...
But no.
But no. No merci.
No.
Au revoir. End of the road, Boys to Men. This is a good one, actually.
I mean...
You remember this one. It's quite emotional.
End of the road.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's I remember.
End up the road.
I don't remember. Okay. I can't. I've got to be honest. Well, Where was I? Maybe in the womb.
No, maybe. You probably were. You probably were. But it's one of those ones that I heard it a lot when I was older. Because I play this kind of stuff when I DJ. So this kind of person is, you're often weepy and emotional and lost all faith in the concept of getting married in the playground in year six. And thinking it would last until year nine. The only thing to cure you were pizza flavoured cheese strings.
I'm so happy that's not me.
Do you remember pizza flavoured cheer string?
No, but I remember cheese strings. Cheese strings.
I love cheese strings.
I used to really take my time with them.
Don't speak, no doubt.
Yeah, love that.
Yeah. If you were a bit cooler, less emotional and more mellow, then this was your breakup tune. You put it on full blast, did the air guitar and did the whole touching your face like Gwen did.
I did.
You are known to still request it now at the last song as the last song of the night. True. I think that's a good one.
It's one of my karaoke tunes.
Ooh, yeah. I bet you sing that really well as well.
Well, let's go on.
Let's go to Lucky Voice, actually, because we're big fans of Lucky Voice on FUBAR Radio.
I've never been.
Let's go to Lucky Voice with Liza. We're actually organising a FUBAR Radio crew down there.
I would love that.
We're going to have a party with all loads of the guests that come on the show. Yes. So you're all going to come.
Okay.
I don't know that song by Shaggy, so I'm going to move on from it. Mysterious Girl, Peter Andre.
I mean, yeah. I kind of just... like Peter Andre because he was so extra. I mean, this was like way before my time. I kind of caught up with Peter Andre when he was on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
He is extra though.
He's just so extra.
That's such a good way to describe him.
Yeah.
You either wanted his six pack and defended all unfounded rumours that it was a result of plastic surgery, or you desperately wanted to roll around in the sand with him.
Not my type.
No, not for me. No Scrubs TLC.
Oh, yeah.
You are a sass pot. A queen of sass, a sassy little so-and-so. It doesn't matter if you had never come upon the term scrub before, but you knew it now and suddenly everyone was a scrub.
This was
most likely the favourite song of those girls in year above whose parents let them get their belly buttons pierced under the age of 16.
That happened.
I think that's good.
Pierced at 15, baby.
Did you?
Yeah.
I was too scared of that. Also, my belly rolls would not have done well with a...
What belly rolls?
They would have all just got like caught inside tiny. The... Yeah, no.
It was really painful. Sometimes you'd like pull your trousers up and it would get caught on the belt. Yeah, but I don't have anything in right now.
I was going to say, because you've got high-waisted trousers on, so that would be painful.
Yeah, when it would get caught on the... Girls, you know what I'm talking about. When it gets caught on the belt, but the pain.
At the time, it was very fashionable to wear low riders, which were like the ones that touch your bum.
Yeah, a little bit brave.
Little bit too much for me because I've got an ass.
Chubby.
I've got a big ass.
Yes.
So there was no room for tiny low riders.
I know, a bit risky.
Just 99% crack out of the top.
Oh, now I want to go and get my belly button ring back in and like.
Oh, do it, baby.
Sit in a convertible car.
Shakira the shit out of that, babe. Yeah. Christina Aguilera, get it going. Let's do it.
That was me doing trying to be Shakira in the mirror, singing whatever,
and like doing this
and
on
then
the mirror.
Doing this, trying to like you know shake my hips and do some whatever belly dancing.
And here you are doing it for a living.
Yeah,
not belly. She's not a belly dancer.
I'm not, but I could be.
But you could be.
Yeah, I mean, I'm doing some kind of movement right now. I'm glad that this is not being filmed.
Don't worry, it is.
Oh, okay.
There's cameras all around.
Great. Brilliant.
Good to know. So let's go back to the music. What is coming next for you? Obviously, you've only just dropped Don't Call Me Baby, so we know that's the main focus right now. But are you back in the studio? What's coming up next?
I'm going back to LA on Tuesday. To record for 3 weeks to work on new material, which would be amazing. And at the end of next month, I've got a feature record coming out with Cedric Gervais.
Ooh.
So it's a song that I wrote at the end of last year. And so that's coming out, which is quite exciting. So that's my first like proper feature. And then, just working on the next thing. I mean, we've already actually got the next thing, but it's kind of just like working on more songs for the EP, basically.
Yeah, because you kind of have to do loads and then choose from loads, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, it's sort of like we already have it, but you always you just want to beat it, you know, keep going. And you know, I love writing for other people as well, so I'm kind of just...
Yeah, you do a lot of that, don't you?
Yeah.
Talking about that, in LA, you must meet a lot of... Because LA's LA, but it's very music, a lot of music stuff going on there. Who's the coolest person you've met or you've worked with over there? Or you've just seen in the street? I mean,
the most, like, punch me in the face, pinch me moment was... I was in the studio with Kanye, which was a whole...
Bye!
Like,
I knew that. That's why I asked you.
That was like, what the... is happening moment.
You were in his studio as well, weren't you? His house. Liza
knows
where his house is.
It's such an LA thing. I know, guys. And he also asked for a lift to Drake's house.
Bye.
I know. Can you
Liza
believe
Owens
that?
Liza getting a lift to Drake.
I know, Kanye asked for a lift
Hi,
to Drake's.
Hi, Liza. It's Kanye.
True
Could
story.
You give me a lift to Drizzy's house, please?
Yeah, it's a really nice house. Didn't get invited in, but it's fine.
I mean, you know, you've done about 10 levels above anything I've ever done, so...
But yeah, that was on like my first trip to LA as well. So I was like, what the hell is going on?
Was he nice?
Amazing. Yeah, it felt like being around a genius.
He's got that about him, hasn't he?
Yeah. Oh. Very kind of
You're
gave
so
me some
cool.
wide, wise words.
I thought you were going to say gave me some white wine. I was like, cool.
No white wine. Wasn't that generous, but...
Well, next time maybe.
Maybe next time.
White wine party at Drake's house. Holla! Kanye, Liza, Drake, me, definitely me. I want to come.
Can I get a plus one?
Can I get a couple plus ones? Can I get a couple beers as well? Before you go, quick game.
Hit me.
It's called Desert Island Dicks.
Desert Island Dicks.
We play it on the show.
Oh my God.
Sending you to a desert island, Liza, and on this desert island you're stuck with one awful song that you're listening to for the rest of your life. Now, it doesn't have to be a song you hate. Can be a song you just find annoying or a song you've heard too many times.
I thought this was going to be about dicks.
No, nothing about dicks. Don't worry. It's very misleading though.
No, I was like, are you going to make me choose one dick to be on this island with forever? Anyway.
Well, maybe.
Okay.
No, I'm not. I'm going to make you choose a song. So, Liza Owen, what is your desert island dick?
Oh, shit. One song forever.
And it's a bad one.
Oh,
awful song.
Not a song that I want to be with.
No, God, no.
Okay, a song that I would hate to be
with. That's why it's a dick, because it's like you're a dick for giving me that song.
Maybe Mysterious Girl, Pierre André.
Yes.
I think that just like got handed to me from the
heavens. Mysterious Girl, yeah. I want to get close to you.
I mean, it's bad.
Live in the studio with Liza Owen, everybody. Right, let's play your song. Can you introduce it for us, babe?
All right, guys, I'm Liza Owen, and this is Don't Call Me Baby.
Don't Call Me Baby.
In your heavy arms, I'm steady. It's all my empty needs tonight. Don't you give too much. It's messy. Inside the walls I hide behind. We got a good thing, fucking on drunken nights. We only go deep when we turn off the lights. So when you hold
it go too far, a little too fast. It's gonna hurt to take it back. We had a good thing fucking on drunken nights. Yeah. Well, we got too deep, had to turn off the lights. I told you don't hold me, don't you hold on for life. So please, don't you call me baby. Oh, no. I'm not ready to let my heart be yours. Don't you call me baby. My head won't let me forget the one before. Don't call me baby no more. You're my baby no more. Don't call me baby no more. Baby no more.
Big up to Liza Owen. What a lovely chat with her. Right now on the line, I've got Haber. How's it going?
Hey, thank you for having me. It's going great.
It's lovely to have you on the show. Thank you for joining us. Are you all the way in Amsterdam right now?
Yes, I am. It's really warm in here.
Same here. We are absolutely boiling in London right now.
Yeah. Oh, well, it's nice. Introducing the summer.
Yeah, exactly. Did you know that the Eurostar is starting a direct service from Amsterdam to London? So you're going to be able to come and visit us really quickly soon.
Yeah, I know. I prefer the plane, the train under sea level. I don't know.
Oh, it's a bit scary.
That sounds still a little bit scary.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I know what you mean. So let's chat a little bit about Tell Me. It was premiered by Noisy. That's out now. It's such a beautiful song. It sort of speaks about, well, what I got from it was it's a lot about loss and sort of what's based around the idea of how we deal with loss and things like that. What was there a certain event or a general feeling that led you to write this track, or was it something you just came to your head?
Well, of course, I also dealt with loss, and I've seen it with some friends as well. And the way we have to move on pretty quickly, and we have to keep smiling, and sort of we have like a month to recover, and then we have to move forward again. And I think it's really weird how our society is sort of I don't know. We are not supposed to have emotions anymore. I think it's really difficult to let our emotions speak for itself, because it gets boring for a lot of people.
I totally agree. I think it's really important that artists like you are showing that in their music as well, because obviously we need to know about this stuff, or we need to hear about it, and we need to know that it's okay to sort of show your emotions and take a little bit longer to grieve.
Yeah.
And you've also just dropped a brand new one, Take Him Down, which is not going to be out until later in June. And it's from your album, which is coming soon, which is of the same name, Tell Me. This one's really upbeat. It's a lot of fun. Who's the guy you're trying to take down? That's what I want to know.
Well, it's sort of a love song, actually. So it's about... I didn't really have a typical person in mind. It's not like an ex-boyfriend or the boyfriend I have right now, or it has nothing to do with that. But it's, I don't know, sometimes somebody can really guide you in a way that you that you totally lose control. And this song is just about getting this control back and just, I'm my boss and nobody's gonna decide for me what I'm gonna do. So it's more like a powerful song of taking back control. And but I didn't really write it for like a person that has been pushing me down all my life.
So you feel it, you must feel that it's important for women to sort of talk about that then in songs, because I've been talking a lot today about female empowerment and how a lot of artists are using it in their music to sort of spread the word of how women should be strong and you know, feel that they can talk about their emotions and how they're feeling. Do you sort of feel that in your music?
I think I yes, I do, but I think for me it's more like all people. I think men as well are in a total different way, but emotionally all people have to be able to express themselves. And in taking control, I think maybe for women and for men it's completely different, but I don't know. Yes, it does, I would say.
Yeah, it's. I think men as well, in terms of emotionally, it's more that find it more difficult to sort of show their emotions. So it's very important that we sort of highlight the fact that that men and women should be showing emotion in any way they feel comfortable with.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So you're from Amsterdam originally. What's the music scene like there? How did it all start for you? Was it there sort of somebody or some artist that inspired you from Amsterdam?
Well, at the moment we have a lot of great stuff going on here musically. There are a lot of bands that I really like. But when I was young, I was really into jazz most of the time. And I listened to a lot of pop music, but more from like internationally, not really from the Netherlands. Then I started doing the conservatory in Amsterdam, and I graduated 3 years ago. So I was really focused on this jazz thing, and I listened to like electro or soul music. And but from the Netherlands, I think at the moment there is a lot going on, but like 10 years ago, a little bit less. I don't know if I can say that, but for me right now, you have My Baby. You maybe know it.
Yeah.
I really like them. They're really cool. And they're also doing it really good internationally. And you have Marla Thompson. She's also really nice. And, I can name a lot of bands now.
Yeah. But that's exciting that you have some people that you're enjoying to listen to over there as well. And do you come to London a lot? Do you come down this way a lot?
Well, I was there 2 weeks ago. I really liked it to be back because I haven't been there for like 5 years or something. But from now on, I'm planning to go back more often.
Well, we hope you come down soon.
Yeah, that would be great.
I think we're going to play a little bit of Tell Me, if you could introduce it for us.
Yes, thank you. This is Tell Me, my song, my first single from my album, Tell Me. Enjoy.
Okay, thanks so much for coming on the show, and we'll speak to you soon. If you come to the London, you'll have to swing by and see us in the studio.
Yes, I will, definitely. Thank you, Harriet.
Bye.
Bye.
Step is, I'm paralyzed and empty. It saddens me how life can shine, but it's swept away so quickly. Are you waiting for me? Say your name, see your face, but you're not.
pain.
Staring while this conversation made this normal day the worst one.
You're listening to Harriet Rose with Nozza on FUBAR Radio.
Thanks to Haber for coming on for a chat all the way from Amsterdam. What a babe. And thanks to all of our guests today. I've had a right old laugh, a right old lol, and I've done it all on my own. Poor old Tom's still not very well, but he has been in touch and he is okay. He's on his way home and he's resting up, so you will see him back here next week. Now, as we all know, it is festival season coming up. Very important. FUBAR Radio are going to be stretched thin across these festivals. We're literally going to every single one and I can't wait. First up, we've got Mighty Hoopla next weekend on the Sunday, which we're very much looking forward to. Sophie Ellis-Bextor, loads of incredible people, years and years are playing, Ray's playing, loads of great people. But I thought I'd give you five things that you should never, ever do at a festival, because everyone tells you what you should do. No one ever tells you what you shouldn't do. That's the most important thing. Number one, peeing on the grass. Don't do it. Don't do it. Even if you're really desperate, don't do it. Don't do it. Because I did it once and I nearly got removed from Glastonbury. Because actually it does hurt the agriculture and kills the fishies. So don't do it. I didn't know this at the time and a woman just came running up to me and went, "Dirty, no!" Don't do that. So don't do it, because it's embarrassing when you've got your pants down and someone tells you that you're not allowed to wee on the floor. So that's a key tip. Number two, wearing a costume. Do not wear a costume. Sweaty lycra is not a vibe. No morph suits. Hold back on the morph suits. Hold back on the costumes. If you've got like a hat or like a singular piece of costume, you know, an accoutrement, something little, then fine, crack on. A pair of novelty glasses, for perhaps. Anything else, no. It's too hot and sweaty. Even if it's raining, it's going to be hot and sweaty. Just don't do it. Number three, you're taking a stove. Why? Why are you taking a stove? Don't take a stove. No one wants you to cook egg and bacon when they're hungover. You don't want to cook egg and bacon when you're hungover. Nobody wants that. Also, dangerous. Danger, danger, danger. Stranger danger. Do not do it. And also, don't bring those like packeted food that you're just going to leave to sweat in the front of your tent, because it's too much. Number four, never, never go to a festival without your wellies. I don't care if it is blistering heat in the Sahara Desert. You never know. And Converse are just not gonna cut it if there's a torrential downpour, FYI, just saying. And finally, the most potentially important one, do not put your phone in your back pocket ever at a festival. Not because of people nicking it. Don't care about that. We all know what happens when you go to a long drop and you have your phone in your back pocket. that's right, you're never seeing your phone again, or you're never seeing your friends again because you're covered in shit because you got in the long drop to try and get your phone out. Either way, steer clear of that stuff. Right, it's the end of the show, guys. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you to all of our lovely guests. What a babe Liza Owen was. We've had so much fun today. Maine came in. It was a lot of fun. Kid Echo was on the phone. We're going to finish off today's show with Tom Noz's last request because he's not here. So I thought he can just win because, I mean, he's having a bit of a crap day. So we thought we'd win. He's chosen to have Fun Loving Criminals Scooby Snacks, which I think is a very, very strong choice from him. I hope you all have a fantastic bank holiday weekend. We'll catch you back next Thursday, same time. 4 till 6, and hopefully Mr. Tom Noz will be back in the studio with us because I just miss him. I miss him so much. This is the last request today. Scooby Snacks, Fun Loving Criminals. Thank you. Bye.
Out the bank, got Steve outside, count a full pack, and everything's cool and everything's smooth.
Ooh, hey, that's smooth.
I walk into the teller, I give her the letter, she gives me the loot with bucket up lips and a wink that I found cute. And I said, baby, 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 is there some karmic G love thing happening here, baby, or what? By that time, fast at me with the 90, said it's time to blow, you know. So out the door we go, back to the ride, Steve inside in the lot, and off we drive. I hurt my lower lumbar, you know we never get far. Riding around in a stolen police car, so we dropped it off and piled in the caddy. Steve was driving, cause I had to talk to my man.
Torture, I don't know anything about any fucking setup. You can torture me all you want.
Torture you, that's a good idea. I like that one.
Running around.